I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
I don't know about you. We're sick of this rain. Can it go away anytime soon? Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, hanging out at Hooters Mall of Georgia. Our residency continues. We are back here next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Tomorrow, we're going to be at Buffalo's Cafe. Bowery Branch, we'll tell you more about that. But Mike Bell, I'm over this rain, bro.
Dude, it's like Seattle. I spent the night up here in beautiful Beaufort.
Yes.
Man, Gwinnett is popping. But, yeah, man, had a great time last night. And
Gwinnett is popping.
And it's just, thank you, that guy's right. But, yeah, it's like living in Seattle, for crying out loud. Today, the sun is trying to make a break. And, you know, granted, when I bought a house down in, you know, Coweta County, I became my dad. But I'm beyond now, we could use this rain. Enough with the freaking rain. Let's go.
You know, my grass looks fine. It's too much. Plus, the Falcons today, fans were not allowed because the practice was closed, which is something they want to do more of, obviously, but weather permitting. So they practiced inside. We got a chance to be there, and we're going to give you the 411 and the rundown on everything we saw and what happened. Also, we got a great conversation with Ryan Neuzel, Mike. I like the guy. I like him. We have not had a chance to visit with him because he's been behind the scenes over the last few years working his way to this opportunity. But, guys, I think we're in good hands at the center position.
Yeah, no, it's funny. We mentioned where you're going to try to, you know, keep Drew Dahlman. He made a lot of money, more money than he'd make here going to Chicago. And that Ryan Neuzel, you said it in the start of the interview. You'll hear the conversation. We didn't complain about you. So since we didn't talk about you, you're okay in our book because that's where it's all about. But, no, he's a really good young man who had to come up, you know, and grind a little bit, practice squad, get on the roster, and then stick with the Falcons. But from Bradenton, went to App State. You'll hear his story coming up. But he's been really good. And this year, the Falcons didn't have to throw any money out there because they basically had it locked in. They could match any offer. It was basically all that stuff, but in a much smaller scale than Lamar Jackson went through. Everybody was upset that teams were saying, we're not interested in Lamar. Well, the Ravens could have matched anything, as you pointed out a couple summers ago. Same thing went for Ryan Neuzel. He signed a 2-year deal, and he's making some good coin, but you know, certainly it's relatively small by NFL standards, but he does the good work in a really good offensive line.
Yeah, this offensive line, I don't know where you're rated, how you look at it. We asked Jake yesterday. We asked Ryan about these PFF numbers. And again, we're not saying those guys are idiots. It's just hard to quantify when you tell me and you put a number on what a guy's value is or what his worth is. I can't tell you that because I don't see every stinking block, Mike.
Right.
You know, we see the pancake blocks. We see the ones that matter or spring a touchdown. But we don't see a guy maybe double-teaming a guy early in the game to hold off pressure on the quarterback so he can make a throw. How you grade that out? So there's a lot of stuff there. But you'll hear that conversation coming up. Also, our buddy Tony Gwynn Jr. to talk about all things MLB. Look, the wins and losses, I'm past that with the Braves. I want to get everybody healthy, but I don't want to run any of these guys out there either. And I got into another conversation about this with, you know, Austin Riley last night with a guy who was saying, it's the dumbest thing you keep saying, no Acuna, no Riley, blah, blah, blah. Guys, it just doesn't make sense to me. And I don't know how to explain it any simpler to you that you have two of your biggest stars now on the IL. They continue to talk about Ronald working his way back, but they're in no rush. Let me be the bearer of bad news. They're in no rush to make him run out there and have to play him every day. So when they say they're working him back, Mike, that might be another 2 or 3 weeks.
Now, again, I know that we don't even think about Major League Baseball's draft because it's basically so low on the pecking order. They try to jazz things up by having it as part of All-Star Weekend in Atlanta this summer. But right now, guys, the 2026 MLB Draft Lottery Simulator, the Braves will be picking second.
Okay. Pitcher? A pitcher?
I'm just saying. I don't know much about this baseball. I'm just saying. Where are you sitting right now? If the Braves continue, I mean, we've never ever talked about tanking. But, I mean, there's no reason to have Acuna get injured. No reason. Why should Chris Sale come out here the second to last week in September?
It makes no sense.
I mean, what's the point?
No.
You know, guys, there's years you just got to say we're 17 games under 500. It's not good, and it's time now to look at the big picture. So even though we never, ever consider the baseball draft, hey, maybe there's some hot blank kid who's going to be a starting pitcher, could be a high school phenom, could be somebody nowadays. Mike, more kids come out of college, you'd be ready to go sooner.
You might get the next Paul Skeens.
Correct.
You don't know.
So, I mean, even when you think – and I'm appealing to the nerds out there – nerds. That, you know, if there's nothing else, there's nothing gained from some meaningless wins. Oh, so we finish ahead of the Marlins. Who cares?
Who cares? They lose last night 3-1. That's the point of the story, as Mike was talking about. Braves in action today, again, against the Brewers. But we'll talk to Grant later in the show about all of that. As far as camp's concerned, man, look, people are trying to speaking of qualifying and quantifying how camp is going. We're asking every player we get a chance to talk to, guys off the record, on the record. All I can tell you is everybody feels good about the direction of the team, and you're going to say, well, isn't that the normal situation? No, it's not. A few years ago when we were broke and didn't have any money to spend and we had street free agents all around us, everybody didn't feel like this team was going anywhere. It was in survival mode,
right?
Okay? So, no, every camp doesn't feel that way. In 2016, the year we go to Super Bowl, nobody knew that team was going to be that good. They felt good, but they didn't know. There are certain teams, Mike, that come together sooner than others, you know, and then there are championship caliber teams. Look, I talked to Baldy yesterday. He was coming from the Eagles. And I said, hey, well, how was your trip up to Philly?
That's got
to
be impressive practice.
It is, because they're Super Bowl champions, and they got studs all over the field. And he literally said, they look impressive. You don't have to be a genius to know that. So when we get this question about Falcons and how do they look, guys, everything feels good. But we will not know until week one and week two, and we start to rack up these dubs and hopefully start to get some momentum as the season rolls along. But no fans today. They were inside. The big question today, and it's funny because we just talked to Jake yesterday, was no Jake, no Caleb McGarry. Rest reasons is what they're saying. Rest is okay. Why they didn't participate in the 11-on-11.
They're veterans. Field turf does, even though they play on field turf, an extra day of field turf ain't great on the knees. So Caleb McGarry just signed his deal. Obviously, he's younger than Jake. So we noticed, though, because Garrett Chapman, also known as Fix-It Felix,
yes.
He comes up to me and goes, hey, I just walked in the facility, and I just saw Caleb McGarry and Jake Matthews walking out.
He literally came out and said
like,
that. Like
Oakley Doakley. And I love Garrett. Garrett's energy is infectious.
It is. He's great.
You know, we always sometimes we get down because sometimes the subject matter gets you down, like the Braves.
Wait,
or this
wait,
or
are
that.
You saying Garrett's not an aficionado no, like the other guy?
He's just a happy Garrett is probably the happiest guy I've ever met in radio.
He is.
He's just a good guy. That's why I say Fix It Felix, for those who remember the Wreck-It Ralph car. So Garrett's like, what the heck's going on right there? I just saw Jake Matthews and Caleb McGarry walking out.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Storm Norton, maybe not of course if you hadn't been following the Falcons draft, or I should say the camp coverage, Storm Norton's been out for 3 days. So hypothetically, you're going into a game. I said, yes, you and I were talking yesterday, I want to see Penix. No. I don't want to see Penix out there when I don't have Storm Norton, Caleb McGarry, or Jake Matthews. Your three best tackles can't play.
I agree.
And that's the case.
Rest reason simply means, you want to say it, guys? Load management. This is the NFL's load management. You have veteran guys that you know can play. There's no reason to overdo it, especially in camp. And you need to save them and their legs for the season. So even during the season, I know you guys are not up here like we are every week, but there are guys that don't practice every week. Sometimes veterans get time off to get ready for next Sunday, and it's just kind of one of those things. So not concerned, but that was something today because it allowed a couple of backups, Brandon Parker and Jack Nelson, to play a lot of tackle. Also, Michael Penix looked good again as far as, you know, inside the facility. Mike, they practiced inside the indoor facility today. And then we mentioned Casey Washington yesterday. He continues to make plays, man.
Yeah, man. Casey's a good – I mean, I'll tell you what. You heard the interview yesterday. It was Andy Randy that had him on?
Yes, it was.
And, you know, we replayed it for you. And remember, this guy was, what, sixth-round draft pick out of Illinois and didn't get to play at the end of the season when he finally got on the field, had a concussion. But he was making plays. I thought Kyle Pitts had some nice catches on 7-on-7.
Sure.
And then also made some nice plays. The 9-to-5 thing continues. Penix to Drake London. It's almost like – I don't want to – I'll say it. You know, just to have fun. Get people excited. It's like Montana to Rice.
It's automatic.
It's easy. It happens.
It's automatic.
Or Manning to Harrison. Take your pick. You know what I mean? Take your guys. Marino to the Marx brothers. And we hope that that's what it's going to be. Vertical passing. But it's amazing how smooth and the synergy they have on the crossing routes, where Drake always finds a way to get open.
Yeah. And you know, again, if you're saying, man, it sounds like you guys are saying this a lot because he's looking for him. He's trying to connect with him. He wants him to be a guy that has a connection with him. Look, every great quarterback has that guy, right? And you know, we could use Joe Burrow, Mike. You don't think they know they're going to throw the ball to Ja'Marr Chase? Stop it. you got to still stop it. So I love the fact that we're seeing that connection more and more and more with Drake and, of course, Michael Penix. It is Dukes and Bell. Guys, we're live at Hooters Mall of Georgia, 404-726-0929. Coming up, we'll talk to Tony Gwynn a little bit later on this hour, and also our interview with Ryan Neusel coming up next hour as well. We just found out we have Georgia Tech, Georgia tickets.
What?
Yes, a pair to give away. That game is Friday, November 28th at Mercedes-Benz. It is the Invesco QQQ Atlanta Gridiron Classic. And remember, not on campus this year, guys.
It's not at Bobby Dodd. I know some Tech fans kind of got upset that it was a la carte for this game from their season tickets. So either way, once you've got over that consternation, get in and listen to win, because this is going to be one of the hottest tickets, especially if we get a rematch of what it looked like last year where we went 8 overtimes. Imagine if Georgia Tech's got 9 or 10 wins. I mean, like, I know this
it's
is going to
be big.
There's some tough games in the schedule in the
it's
ACC.
Be big.
But imagine if Tech is fighting for a chance to maybe go to Charlotte for the ACC championship or more, and Georgia's doing what we think Georgia's going to do. It's going to be a huge game.
I agree. And remember, Georgia Tech, for those who don't remember, was picked 4th in the ACC by the media who votes on those things. You know, and sometimes you look at that and you go, oh, I don't know what they're talking about. Most times they do. Every year we pick Georgia to win the SEC, they've done that. This year, Texas has been picked to win the SEC. We'll see if they are able to get it done. But for Georgia Tech, Mike, it's been 7th, 8th, 9th, usually in the ACC. So to have them top 4, they're going to be in the mix. But we've got tickets, so stay tuned. We'll give you an opportunity to win those. Again, Georgia, Georgia Tech, Friday, 28th of November at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Also, we'll hear from Bijan Robinson, Brandon Dorlus. Mike, we hadn't talked a lot about him. He spoke to the media today, and we'll let you hear what he talked about, you know, what he said about his approach. He will play Friday night. He's one of the guys we know that will play because, let's be honest, he needs it.
By the way, we're just talking about the Bravos. A couple of guys hitting us up already. Passionate response. And they're arguing on our side, Carl, about resting the stars.
It makes no sense.
Jeff Bowman hits us up. No relation to Mark, I don't believe. Says, agree 100%, guys. Put the young guys in. Nacho. Either he's going to be a major leaguer or he's not.
Find out.
You should play every day. Bring Waldrop and Fuentes, whoever else, back up there. Get him some experience. I'm with you. Stop treating these guys like Fabergé eggs. Get them some innings so they don't just all of a sudden it's like August and now the expiration date hits, which has happened too often for this franchise. I'm with you. He said only knuckleheads like myself will keep Truist. He's a loyal fan, but he wants to see the youth movement because he knows the season is done.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes we might come across a guy that you didn't expect. I mean, look, they didn't think Michael Money Harris was going to be ready to be brought up to the majors when they decided to bring him up. He just showed that he was capable, he's ready, and all of a sudden, you know what, we need a center fielder. We think he's ready. He comes up, crushes it. Rookie of the year, you just don't know what next season's going to bring. And for me, I said this months ago, and again, I'm not throwing it out there to say, hey, I told you so, but I told you so. We were 15 games out. Why are you playing Ronald Acuna? Then this happens. Now Austin Riley's on the IL. All of a sudden, Chris Sale, they're talking about working him back. For what?
Right.
Snicker, stop. Double A. Let's not do this. It just makes no sense. Let's start thinking about how we're going to approach this thing next year and what moves we're going to make, Mike. Because the way I look at this is Austin Riley's going to come back. He's going to hit.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Looking at this is, we know what Ronald Acuna is. We know Matt Olson, Mike, what he's capable of. Bad year all the way around for a bunch of guys, just statistically speaking. Doesn't make them bad players. Let's get the right stuff around these guys and start thinking about next year.
Hell yeah.
All right, man. Coming up, daily downloads on the way. We got a lot more to dive into here live at Hooters. Tomorrow, by the way, we're at Buffalo's Cafe in Flowery Branch. We'll tell you more about it, give you the directions as far as the physical location so you can make your way out there and come hang out with us after camp. Tony Gwynn Jr. is on the way as well. We'll ask him about what the Braves need to address. Stay right there. It's Dukes and Bell.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.